Welcome to this week's digest of things we've discovered and things that have been recommended. You can find all the links in the show notes. Or subscribe to our newsletter at theimpossiblenetwork.com. We'll start with this week's guest, Michael Hanchett Hansen, on deconstructing creativity. What is creativity? It's a big question. I've worked in the creative industries all my life, yet I've never considered creativity from a psychological or developmental perspective until I sat down with Michael, founder and director of the Master's Concentration in Creativity and Cognition program at Teachers College at Columbia University, New York. In part one of the interview, we covered the impact of Michael's upbringing and the dual influence of his mother and father, his mentors and early ambitions growing up in the Bible Belt in Texas. Michael deconstructs the social, material and temporal components of creativity, and we discuss genius, distinctiveness and exceptionality, and a lot more. Finally, we cover the serendipity in his journey and how he applies creativity in his life. I think you'll find value in this vibrant and vigorous exploration of creativity with Michael Hanson. Now here's a podcast we love. It's called Joshua Spodek on Leadership and the Environment. It's a podcast from one of our upcoming guests. Josh is the ultimate Renaissance man with an incredible personal journey. But we're sharing Josh's interview from 2018 with Bea Johnson, the TEDx speaker and the mother that's been living a zero-waste lifestyle for over 10 years. You listen to Josh's other podcasts, and they're all packed with value and insights on leadership and the environment. It's well worth a listen. We found this online, transitioning coal country to solar country. We might be in the midst of a grand transition from fossil fuels to renewables, but let's face it, it still feels like we're too reliant on the fossil fuel economy. We read this piece in The Atlantic about how, in one Colorado county, solar energy training classes are helping ease the transition from fossil fuels to renewables, and may well fill the economic hole left by the dying coal industry, which has sustained the area for more than 120 years. There might be insights and lessons here for other regions and countries working to address what is a global imperative. This was recommended to us by a past guest, The Case Against Contemporary Feminism. It's an exploration of what feminism means in the age of Trump. The New Yorker article sets out two recently published arguments against contemporary feminism that have emerged in near-perfect opposition to each other. That either feminism has become too strict an ideology, or it's softened to the point of uselessness. Both sides make a compelling case. Film or series of the week is called College Behind Bars. This four-part series was streamed recently on PBS in the US, and it follows men and women incarcerated in maximum and medium security prisons across New York State over the span of 4 years, as they attempt to gain college degrees through the Bard Prison Initiative, one of the most rigorous prison education programs in the US. The producer, Sarah Botstein, states, "We always say we hope the film will raise two really important questions. Who in our society should and does have access to education? And what is prison for? We hope people will think about how those two questions intersect with the systemic issue of race and poverty and what is broken about our country. Standing back from it, this is not just a US issue, it's a global one." Mulling on this, is life just a game? Is what we experience just a user interface? Donald Hoffman, in his TED Talk, argues such. It's a plausible argument. If so, there must be a game maker. But who or what is that game god? I'm posting this thought as an early stage consideration that there may be a way to reconcile ancient religious doctrines, teachings, and dogmas with emerging scientific insights to create a new point of view or perspective on our existence and reason for being. Watch this space. The tool we're using, it's the Over app. If you don't like using Sketch or Adobe tools, but want to bring your ideas to life and make a visual impact in a simple and easy manner, then Over app is the app for you. It's a combination of curated content and easy-to-use pro tools for layering and masking and many other things, as well as the ability to collaborate with team members. It's also one of Apple's apps of 2019. And finally, social impact. It's called A Decade of Loss. We can't afford another decade of extinction. And this piece in Vox, it sets up why we humans have been responsible for the loss of species and what we need to do to avoid repeating the same mistake in the decade ahead. We're all part of the natural ecosystem, and as we enter this new decade, we all have the power and responsibility to affect that impact. Read and reflect. That's all for now. See you next week. Just go to iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or whatever podcast player you listen to subscribe and rate. And if you like the show, please give us a 5-star rating, as it helps more people discover us. If you want to learn more or have someone you'd like us to interview, just visit us at theimpossiblenetwork.com or DM us on Instagram at theimpossiblenetwork. For now, be curious, be creative, and be open to serendipity. See you next time.